Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and tonight we're going to open your eyes to NLP and hypnotherapy. We're going to talk about an event down in San Diego where you can attend and also expand your life into with dream sculpting, hypnotherapy, and NLP. Michael Bennett is my guest, and Michael and Ronald Bennett were closely and highly creative children growing up in the small Midwestern town in Illinois. As young men, they began their own journey in a life far from home. They knew, and Ronald initially moved to Minnesota to attend Christian College and moved to Washington, D.C. to study psychology. Michael traveled out west to Washington State, where he allowed his passion for fun developing board games. Both men continually found themselves transforming from one job to the next as their spirits searched for that one thing which finally satisfied them. The thing we all search for is their purpose. It is not unusual to encounter differences between siblings, which is a little story and unique. These two brothers would each independently and without influence of the other find their path years later. And Michael emerged with the popularity of life coaching, and Michael also developed something called a state-of-the-art coaching method called dream sculpting. Along with Sandra, a longtime life coach and founder of Pure Potential Coaching, attend Michael's coaching program. Her profound personal experience and her rapid business growth as a result led to her to join the team. She became a partner, bringing 15 years of experience as health educator and life coach to Michael, to Bennett Stiller University. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Michael on, and we're going to talk about dream sculpting, NLP, and hypnotherapy, about making not only a business, but also in business, opening up businesses to become more profitable. So, Michael, with dream sculpting and everything you offer, how do you think entrepreneurs can expand themselves to expand into being an entrepreneur?
Well, the dream sculpting, which we call the art of making your dreams come true, the whole concept is perfect for an entrepreneur, because what we do is can I give you a little history, Robert, before I go into
how? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That would enhance the readers, the listeners, to understand what's going on more.
Right. It's just that, you know, I've been involved in NLP and hypnotherapy for, like 30 years. And when I had a chance to do a coaching session with one of the swimmers that were competing in the China Games, the Olympic Games, I got invited to watch all these wonderful swimmers that were practicing before they went to the games from all over the world. Some had won gold, some were searching for gold. And there, right next to me, was a USA Olympic swim team coach. And I finally went up to him and said, "How is it that you became an Olympic swim team coach?" I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. And he goes to me, believe it or not, he goes, "You know, I don't know, I just kind of stumbled into it." And I said, "Stumbled into it?" And he said, "Well, actually, all my life, in the back of my mind, I thought and I believed I would become an Olympic swim team coach." Now this just opened up a whole new layer for me, and the whole idea of a law of attraction and how people get to where they'd like to be. And that is, if you can get a thought in the back of your mind where it's constantly playing back there in the background, so you don't have to worry about it consciously, it's just always back there. So because that was in the back of his mind and his belief system was that, he made it seem easy. He stumbled into it. But all things just kind of made it happen, that he would achieve that dream that he had in the back of his mind. Now, many entrepreneurs and many people, well, everybody that hasn't achieved what they wanted to, just doesn't have that dream or that goal sitting there playing in the back of their mind constantly to bring that law of attraction to them and make things easier for them. So if an entrepreneur has a conscious desire to become whatever and to succeed in whatever they want to succeed in, they really do need that process or that goal in the back of their mind. And dream sculpting was designed to place it there. It was designed to help remove the stuff that's in the way, because there may be other events in the back of their mind that they're living out that's not their conscious desire. And removing that stuff and placing the stuff that a person wants to accomplish back there where it's going to make things happen. And that is only a part of it. I mean, we drill it in. We remove negative beliefs and limiting beliefs. A person can't achieve their goal. We have a step-by-step plan created to achieve that goal. So it's everything from down to earth as airy-fairy as you can get. Everything from classic business planning to the law of attraction and attracting the power of the universe, the creative powers of the universe, is in dream sculpting to make anyone's goals and dreams and aspirations happen naturally, easily, and allow them to just kind of stumble into it, if you know what I mean.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't know if that fully answers your question. I'd go into more depth if you need me to.
No, that's enough. If you know, that gives everybody something, and if they choose to attend, they can find out and expand into more. But I have been to the Dream Sculpting School. In fact, I just got done with it in Sedona. And what I learned is something that you said, something in that class that really resonated with me. The reason we really have a challenge achieving our desired outcome is it's off the line. Could you expand a little bit about that and how you got a way of putting people and putting everything in line for them to achieve that dream, but also see themselves in the dream or in the goal? Would you expand on that, Michael?
Well, I'll do what I can. Yeah, in order for someone to accomplish anything, they must be able to have what we would call an NLP, a representation of it, of future memory. Can you hear me all right, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, good. So without a map inside the mind, without a visual memory, you know, people talk about visualization is very powerful, to have that representation or visualization of it, and also have to add the soundtrack and the feelings to it, without what would be called a map, to be able to accomplish it, their unconscious mind, their subconscious mind, which, by the way, is the part of us that runs all our behaviors. It's the part that motivates us to do things or motivates us to get in our own way. Without it having a clear, specific representation of it in the mind, it doesn't even know it exists. A person might have a conscious idea that this exists, but it isn't related unconsciously, which works on a more image-based formula rather than just words and concepts. To put this in another way, if I use maybe a metaphorical way of explaining this, if a person wants to go on vacation and they want the perfect vacation, they may call up the travel agent. And they call up the travel agent and they say, you know, I'd like to go on the perfect vacation. All I know is last year we went to St. Louis, Missouri, and that wasn't the perfect vacation. So please get us the perfect vacation this year. Now, the travel agent doesn't have an idea what it is to be the perfect vacation. I mean, maybe the client does, but don't have any idea. So all they know in the back of their mind is all they can see is things similar to St. Louis, possibly Tulsa, for example. And maybe they'll send them to Tulsa, Oklahoma, not to offend anybody. I don't think that's the perfect vacation. Might be a nice place to live, though. I don't know. Anyway, so, now if the client or the person really wants that certification, they have to call that travel agent and say, hey, listen, this is what I want. I want palm trees. I want 70 to 80 degree weather. I want a hot tub in my bedroom. I want 24-hour room service, and be very specific about what it is they want. And the more they're specific about it, the more that the travel agent get a good, solid picture of what the perfect vacation is, including the sound bites and the soundtrack and the feelings that may be going in it, then that travel agent could find the place that would be the desirable outcome for that person. And if we look at our subconscious mind as the travel agent, that's what it needs. Good, specific detail represented in images and sound bites and positive feelings. And with positive feelings, it will move towards it. And then we can stumble into our goals and dreams, as many others have. Is that how I explained it then? Or just
That makes total sense to me. I like going on them vacations, but isn't that basically what you're doing with the subconscious mind is giving it the vacation plan you choose to live?
Exactly. When you look at the two, if we can look at these two minds, our conscious mind represents about 12% of our brain, they tell us, and it's a logical processing. It's good at reasoning and making things up and that kind of thing. However, to relate something into actual behavior, into positive emotions, to actually moving and motivation and accessing the creative forces of the universe as well as the inner person, we must get the unconscious or subconscious mind on our side. And it works not in words, which is a very conscious activity, but it takes every word that we say or hear and translates it into images and sound bites. And so without taking the concept that you might have consciously, well, I want to be a great business person, without having that a solid image for it, or an image and a good solid feelings for it, the subconscious mind doesn't even know that it really exists. And if there is any part of it that is perceived by the subconscious to be negative or somehow a bad feeling attached to it, it'll retract from it. It'll move away. So we need to make our goal, make it solidly have good, positive, be very specific about it, and make a clear visual representation of it as well, filling in the other senses, so that daydreaming, basically. We need to daydream that dream and have it be a sensory and sensory-based information, so our deeper inner mind knows how to knows what it is, first of all, and then being associated with positive feelings, it moves and takes the actions necessary to achieve that goal.
And also, if somebody wants to attend a Bennett Stellar University class, there's one in San Diego, California, April 26th to May 9th, 2014. And the website is BennettStellar.org. And the call-in number, if you want to talk with Michael, is 718-305-6548. But you kept saying something in there, Michael, feeling.
Let me go. Well, I'm sorry, Rob. What was the number that you gave there?
That was the one for the call in to talk to you. But the number to get a hold of guys is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. You're right. Yeah, call in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll get the number. I'll give them the number to call you. It's 888... It's 888-431-1122, extension 4, or 206-729-8658. And there's a contact form. And I've attended three of Michael's schools, two on the hypnotherapy NLP and the dream sculpting school, which I just got done. But there was something that happened in this dream sculpting school. It allowed me to get away from some childhood imprints and to re-imprint some things in a new way. And that really expanded me. So what do you feel that the new classes you have and the way you present them really gives people a forward-looking outlook on life and to live their dreams or to live their intentions or goals, whatever?
Well, Robert, I'm really glad that you brought up this childhood aspect of it. And it seems, it seems almost passé that everything, I had a good childhood, I had a bad childhood, and so on. I was born with a silver spoon or I wasn't. And it's kind of true. There are many believe, I happen to be one of them, that our entire life was decided by the time we were 7 years old. And this is something that even psychology recognizes as what's called the imprint period. Our brain is hardwiring from the day we're born to about 7 years old, and it's really monkey see, monkey do. So whatever we're seeing, whatever we're exposed to at that time, we make several beliefs about ourselves, some positive, some negative. And, of course, the negative decisions that we make about ourselves become beliefs down the road. And those beliefs, because of a little area in our brain called the reticular activating system, if nothing else, where what we think we actually see and experience. Out of the few things that we can pay attention to consciously, our mind seems to bring up the one thing that we can pay attention to support our belief systems. So when we're talking about a person's childhood or those early years, they could be very instrumental in how a person feels about themselves, what kind of crowd they hang into, what kind of opportunities they can even see or not see based on those early years. And the good news is it's never too late to have a great childhood. So what you're talking about there is being able to go back and re-imprint these early years to change the old belief systems or the decisions that were made back then so that they can have new resourceful beliefs, a new feeling about themselves, something more resourceful, and each emotion that we feel about ourselves have a certain behavior. And those behaviors always lead to a certain outcome. So if we're not achieving the outcomes we want, we have behaviors that are being generated by our emotions that are leading to an outcome we're not happy with. And as long as we continue to do that behavior, we'll also get the same outcome. It's just more of that definition of insanity thing. So in order to have a different outcome, obviously we have different behaviors. You have different behaviors. You have to have a different physiology, different emotions, different states. And as you experience, Robert, by going back into the mind and finding, if you have a feeling or a belief about yourself, you can take that back to its root cause, the earliest time when you make that decision in life that you're this way or that way, and you can change it. You can alter that so that you now have a different view of yourself, different set of beliefs leading to different behaviors and, of course, then different outcomes, which usually leads a person to more desired outcomes and more goals, to achieve the goals that they set for themselves. However, without doing it, that little inner child, or what I should say is inner children, could get in the way. I mean, it's sad to say that many people aren't achieving their dreams because a three-year-old is running their life.
And, in the last month, I've expanded more into that, understanding that more. But, Michael, there's a question that come to me while you was talking there. People went back and and re-imprinted their childhood. Do you think we could escape and get rid of some of the dementia and Alzheimer's in the world today? I just come to me. I'm just curious.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor. However, I do play one on TV. Just kidding. However,
okay.
Sorry about that one, Joe.
Yeah.
But I do believe there are many diseases. In fact, well, I may be radical, so I'll put that out there as a disclaimer somewhat, but I really believe that all diseases and all limitations are that of the mind. Now, that goes against a lot of biological feelings that other practitioners may have. However, but I found again and again that diseases of any kind have a root in an emotional cause and a belief. Now, how that works, I'll tell you my little theory on it. You know, people say that if you smoke too much, you drink too much, you eat this too much, that the chemicals that are within that food will eventually, not for everyone, but for a certain amount of people, will have a certain reaction with the cells in their body and may cause some form of illness or limitation of some kind. Now, that's a pretty common belief, pretty common thought, and I can see where a constant run of chemicals of anything could potentially cause certain effects within the body. Well, let me tell you, there's no part of the body that provides more chemicals than the brain. So if you're chain thinking, if you will, a negative type of thought, and you don't have to consciously be doing it all the time, but some are running in the back of your mind, but that constant thought is sending chemicals into your cell, abusing those cells with that chemical, and the cells actually get addicted to it, so it makes you want more of the same. And if you have a negative thought process, it goes on, it goes on, and it goes on. It's just like smoking too much, drinking too much, or eating too much, something that's bad for you. Those chemicals eventually cause a certain reaction in the cells, and this leads to dis-ease. Excuse me. So with that in mind, it's not so far-fetched to think that all diseases have some root in how a person is thinking about themselves, whether it's something they do consciously or it's something they're doing unconsciously, like I say, running it in the back of their mind over and over and over again, and keep dumping those chemicals, and then, you know, over time, an excess of chemicals for a long length of time could result in some damage to those cells or manipulate those cells into creating some problem in the body. So, for example, I have a good friend here in Sedona, Arizona, and he's 67. He's been in the record business, in the music business, for most of his life, at least 50 plus years. He's been a constant battle because he is. He owns the license to sell 70,000 songs. He's got them all in his, if you go to his house, you'll see nothing but CDs all over the place. He's got a collection, unbelievable collection of just contracts. He could sell autographs for a fortune. Anyway, his whole life has been fighting. I understand the music business has a lot of mafia members and the artists themselves. He makes agreements. So he's constantly fighting one of these groups or another all of his life to maintain his rights that he has legal right to do. And he's recently, within the last year or so, has suffered from neuropathy. Now, neuropathy is a pain in your extremities, your hands, feet, and he has to take medicine to dumb him down, to get rid of this pain. And when I had him look, I have a little book called Messages from And in that book, I had him read what the cause of neuropathy was, the mental or emotional cause of neuropathy. And I thought he was going to hit me when he saw it. It struck him so hard. But bottom line is, neuropathy, the emotional cause, was tired of the dog-eat-dog world that they live in. It couldn't have been more appropriate to what, and he goes to me, you're telling me it's all my mind? I go, no, you do have the physical symptoms. You are diagnosed with neuropathy. What I'm telling you is that the root of it is this dog-eat-dog world you've lived in for 50-plus years. And maybe it's time to sell it all and get rid of it so you can allow yourself. But, you know, he doesn't want to let go, which is also part of the hands, right? He wants to hold on to it tight. Just to give you an example of what I was talking about earlier about disease, how emotions and thinking may result in them. Is that what you're, does that answer your question there, Robert? Or?
Perfect, because, you know, my mom had Alzheimer's, and I just put it together all on this radio show, the way her emotional state was and the way she looked at life. It's not what you see in the physical. It's that inner dialogue that they have going where they feel like they're not good enough and things like that. That really just hit home with me as you were speaking there with that. It's that the movie we don't see is what people live in the dialogue. And that really just opened up to that.
Well, I'm glad that bit opened your eyes to that particular thing, and maybe you can help her at some degree with that.
Well, she passed, but, you know, there's always more to do because it's the whole world is really suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to go into their inner world. My understanding of the emotional causes is they need more, or they desire more attention, really. And the disease kind of allows that to take place because they usually need more and more help over as they, but then they get to a point where they just kind of go inward in their own little world away from everyone.
And that's true. And Bennett Stellar University has some classes coming up in San Diego, California, April 26th through May 3rd, 2014, in Seattle, Washington, June 14th to June 21st, 2014. You can call 888-432-1122, extension number 4, and you're going to get to talk to Sandra, and she will enlighten you and enrich your life with being able to re-imprint your childhood to live your childhood dreams when you get a little more refined in life. And so, Michael, when somebody chooses to come to one of these classes, it's really, you get to meet yourself going through you get to be the student and the client and the coach all at the same time, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, our classes are unique, I guess, in a way where, you know, we're going to lecture to your student part, and then I'm going to demonstrate it. So I will demonstrate with a class member, with a student, on a real issue with a real problem, and so all the students can see the power of this work and get to see how to do it and, you know, what, you know, challenges and differences may come up in that. And then, like you said, we send each student out to be the coach or the hypnotherapist, whatever they're choosing to be, and they also get to be the client. So both parties get to be student and or coach and client, so they get to learn it from both sides, and they get a tremendous, unbelievable, probably unaffordable amount of personal development and therapy out of the class. I mean, I really believe if if people would actually pay out of their pocket to go to a coach, to go to a hypnotherapist, to get the personal development, self-development they get out of this program, it would be astronomical in paying a individual or individuals for this work. But you get it all, and you get the skills to be a professional in those areas. So it's really bang for the buck. You might think I'm biased, but bang for the buck, I don't think you could get a better deal, a better use out of your money than to be able to have the skills to have a rewarding profession and clear up an unbelievable amount of stuff that may be holding you back in the past, or at least helping you, enhancing your skill set and abilities to be able to move forward in life in anything that you want to do.
You know, I'm also going to add one thing to this. It also helps you in your day-to-day communication skills, because you learn how to listen, watch body language, eye movement, but it just opens you up to live a better life. It has for me. And anyway, the website is bellantstellar.org. The call-in, to call to attend one of the classes to expand your life is 888-432-1122, extension number 4, and you'll be talking to Sandra. And the other number is 206-729-8658, and it's bennettstellar.org. And Michael, we're out of time, and would you please give the people some wisdom and what they'll get from one of your classes, and then I'll close out the show.
Well, I'll do my best. I'll say it in one of my students. One of our recent students in our more recent Florida class said, you know, she was a little skeptical going in. She was a foot in the door and a foot out of the door. But she said at the end, she said she would have paid 10 times the amount of money had she had known what she would have got out of this program, both personally and her skill set. Eventually, she said it was priceless, but she initially came up to me and said, I would have paid 10 times the amount of this cost of class, and I know what I'd get. And another one of the students in the very same class said, you know, we should offer, put a program, we'll offer where you come in for the first 4 days free, and after that, it's $1,000 a day for the rest of the 16 days. And he said, you get them in here, they'll never leave.
and I agree with that.
So thank you.
And I'm going to add one thing. Michael and Sandra have a real pleasant atmosphere, and they make it real conducive for people to learn the hypnotherapy, NLP, and the dream sculpting. And they're there as not only as a coach and a mentor, but they're also there as your friends when you're there. And they go side by side with you all the way through that. I wanted to make sure people understand that.
Well, thank you, Robert. We like to be there. We be there for our students 24/7 if we can. We really want them to get what they came for and then some. And I appreciate your recognizing that. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Anyway, call to talk to Sandra to enroll for one of the classes in either San Diego, Seattle, or one of the other ones. You can go to bennettstellar.org and look at courses and seminars, and you can go there then to the contact page, sign up. The numbers are 206-729-8658, extension 4, or toll free at 888-432-1122, extension 4, and you'll talk to Sandra. And she will be very honest, forward with you, and take good care of you. And thank you, Michael, for being here.
Thank you, Robert, for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to thank all the listeners.
Well, thank you, listeners. Thank you very much.
Talk to everybody Thursday night, and Sandra will be my guest with Pure Potential Coaching and Women in Spirit. So anyway, everybody have a good night.
Great.